this morning is Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and let Lazarus, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Amen. What a powerful word of God. What awaits us when we die? In Luke chapter 16, Jesus is speaking to the disciples in verse 1. To the Pharisees in verse 14, the story of dying without faith is given to the disciples, to the Pharisees, and to us. It is given both to the believer and to the unbelievers. This is a story of a rich man who dies without faith in God, and a poor man who died with faith. It's a story of the rich and poor in faith, of those forgiven with faith in Christ, and those unforgiven with faith, without faith in Him. This scripture speaks of life after death. It shows us that God looks at the heart and not at the outward appearance. The rich man had everything. The poor man had nothing. The poor man's name was Lazarus, someone who existed and someone that the disciples knew. The rich man is not named. Lazarus died in faith and was carried away by angels to Abraham's bosom, while the rich man was just buried. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7, we read this. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. And this may be the reason that the rich man was nameless. In Hebrews 1:14, it says, speaks about the ministering angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who inherit the salvation? In Luke chapter 16, verse 22, it says that the angels carried Lazarus to Abraham's bosom since he was poor. Lazarus probably didn't have a funeral. He may have been burned with the garbage. We do not know. In contrast, the rich man had a very big funeral. In Luke 16:22, it says, and in Hades, which is, if you go to the King James, original King James, instead of saying Hades, it says hell. He lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far off, far away, and Lazarus in his bosom. There are two things we learn in this verse, or in this text. One is that the lost go to a place of torment, which would be hell in the King James. And two people know each other after death. The rich man could see Lazarus. The rich man was in torment and was able to see Abraham or Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. In the Old Testament, Sheol or Hades or hell is divided into two compartments: a place in Abraham's bosom and a place of torment. Paradise was emptied when Christ took the Old Testament believers with him at his ascension. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean, except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? When Christ was crucified on the cross for our sins, he descended into the lower parts, into hell. And when he ascended, he took the Old Testament believers with him. The place of torment will deliver up the lost, the unbelievers, at the great white throne judgment spoken in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Hades in Luke is not the ultimate hell, though. It is a compartment in the pit, in the place of the earth's center, where the spirits of the unsaved dead are until the day of the great white throne judgment. So when somebody dies without faith in Christ, they are sent to this place of torment. Then the hell referred to in Matthew 10:28 in the lake of fire in Revelation 20:15 will be open for business at the great white throne judgment. The rich man went to torment, and the beggar went to Abraham's bosom. God looked at their hearts as he looks at our heart. We're all born with sin, and we all sin. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10, it says this: the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds. God knows the heart of believers. He knows whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not. And he knows of the heart of those who have rejected Christ. We are all sinful. On our own merits, we all deserve hell. But through God's grace, through the gift of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and our faith in him, we are given eternal life, everlasting life, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says this: for by the grace of God, you've been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he planned beforehand that we should walk in them. We are the Father's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Our faith should produce good works. God the Father planned them beforehand, before the very foundation of the world. God does not look at outward appearances, but at the heart. He wants us to love him with all of our heart. The first great commandment given to us is Matthew 22:37, which says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. For those who do not have faith in Jesus Christ and love him with all their heart, there is torment. It is something that we should think about. If there's somebody we know that does not know Christ, they are headed for torment. prepare for hell at the great white throne judgment. The rich man was tormented in verse 24, and he begged the Father,